أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. With regard to this ayat, as we had explained, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had made out by their inner imani feelings that the building of the Kaaba was Sharif was not just to be one building there out in the desert where there was nobody around there, but that it was a plan for something much, much more greater, that in the future this is going to become the Qibla of the Muslims. This is going to become the place where all Muslims of the world from around the globe will come and make Hajj. And as we know, just a few years ago, millions of Muslims from around the world should come and throng around the Kaaba Sharif. So they made dua for this. What was going to happen, Allah put it in their hearts. And in this way, all the sawab of the Hajj, etc., is going to Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam as well. The first dua that they made, وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ, make us that we surrender to you, O Allah. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ, and from our progeny also a group that will surrender to you, who will be Muslims. Like in Surah Hajj, Allah Ta'ala clearly says, هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, that Allah has called you Muslims. That is for this ummah, they are the Muslims. And their religion will be Islam, which Allah Ta'ala had also defined clearly. The very word Islam and the very word Muslim will be for this people. And further, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and oh Allah, teach us all the etiquette and adab and the method and masail of Hajj as well. And this is also a great, great ni'mat of Allah, which we should think on at every occasion. Whenever we stand up to make namaz, two rakats of namaz, we should thank Allah that He has given us this namaz. He has taught us how to make namaz. If it was left up to us, now you work out the way how you are going to worship Allah. We should have done all funny and upside down things. Allah gave us the highest form of ibadah, standing in front of Allah, bowing down in ruku, going in sajda, making salam, etc. All these are great, great things. We just take it for granted. But Allah has blessed us and we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And moreover, that He is giving us the tawfiq to do that. Even if it is just the outward postures that we are doing. Even if it is just we are leaving our beds and our homes and we are coming here to the masjid, this is also something very, very great in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with its reality. What to say then if the reality of namaz comes? And like that, all the other ibadat. And then what to say of the ibadat of Hajj, where a person shows that the one great thing that was taught here and in Hajj is that this relationship with Allah Ta'ala is not a dry relationship of just following rules and regulations, but that it is filled with great love and enthusiasm and passion as well. To understand that if they are a married couple who fulfill one another's rights, they are living nicely and happily also. But there is no, there may be love also between them, but they don't express that love. Never do they say words of love to one another. Never do they whisper sweet nothings to one another. Never do they give any presents to one another. But they are doing everything. It is a good marriage. But what to say of that marriage where they express their love also. And they show their love also. And they get that enjoyment of that love. Like that, one is a person in deen. He is doing all his namaz and everything, but as a duty. He is, and he's going to get his rewards for all that. And he's doing every other aspect, giving zakat and keeping rozas also. But one who is doing all this with love, and he's doing it with passion and with feeling, well, how much doesn't he enjoy his deen? And the height of this is the Hajj. And especially when a person comes into a ihram, that now he used to wear a topi throughout his life, and the topi was a sign of his dignity and his honor. To take off the topi of somebody, that is to dishonor that person. But here in front of Allah Ta'ala, a person humbles himself and he doesn't wear any topi. He just wears the two sheets of ihram, which reminds him of his kafan, that he has sacrificed everything for Allah, and so to say he's dying for Allah Ta'ala. Then he's making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. That also, according to logic, it doesn't seem to make sense, but in love he knows he's making tawaf of the Kaaba, so to say he's making tawaf around Allah. He's so much in love and he's running around Allah Ta'ala. Then running between Safa and Marwa, then leaving even the city of Makkah, and now going to Mina, to Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina, back to Makkah. All this shows that great love, and this is what is supposed to come into a person, at least on the journey of Hajj, that now his deen is no more a dry deen, no more that he's just fulfilling duties and rules and regulations, but now he's doing it with great love and with great passion. So wa'arina manasikana, teach us all this also, O Allah. And O Allah, we are weak, we are human beings, we are going to falter. So from in advance already, watub alayna, or hamku mu'af kar, whatever errors and omissions we will be committing, whatever mistakes we will be making, O Allah, you forgive us for that also. And that love relationship also between husband and wife, where we are humans, we will make mistakes with regard to our relationship, but we learn to forgive one another. And then again we mend our ways and we are back on that path of not just fulfilling one another's rights, but we are doing with great love and with great passion again. What a wonderful life that couple has who have got this. And this is what our deen teaches us, not only in our married life, but in our whole deeny life. And then everything else of our dunya's life also, Allah makes it enjoyable like that. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah will give those people a great enjoyable life. So tawbah is also a great aspect and a very, very important ingredient of this whole process. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And it is nothing far-fetched from you that you will forgive. You are tawwab, not only one who forgives, but who forgives in great abundance, and who gives with great forgives with great love also. We cannot make enough shukr to Allah that Allah Ta'ala is tawwab, that Allah knows we will make mistakes, and we will make big, big mistakes also. But just turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness, and you will find Allah Ta'ala is just too eager to forgive you. And not only to forgive you, but then He changes your sins into good deeds also. And Allah Ta'ala then favors you again. After Tawwab, Allah says Ar-Rahim, He is most merciful. Yea, in this world, for anyone who makes any mistake, if the husband made a mistake, the wife makes a mistake, and the other one forgives that one, but won't say, now that I've forgiven you, I'm giving you a present also, I'm giving this also to you, I'm giving that. Allah, after He has forgiven and completely forgiven, and Allah wipes Himself, it comes in the hadith, Allah Himself wipes out all the evidence of those gunas also. There are four evidence, four witnesses whenever we commit a guna. The place we committed the guna, our parts of the body with which we committed the guna, the kiram and katibin, our farishtas who are writing it down, and then our record of deeds. These are recorded there, and Allah Himself wipes it out from there. All the files are destroyed. And Allah doesn't tell the farishta to do it, Allah does it Himself. That the farishta also can't tell us that I favored you, I destroyed your files, and I destroyed all your records. Allah Himself destroys it. So kind is Allah. And then again, not only that, but in its place Allah writes sawab. So Allah rewards again. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. So these great things of Hajj and this place of Kaaba Sharif and this aspect of our deen is a very, very valuable, very delicate and very enjoyable part of our deen. May we learn our deen and realize that deen is not just rules and regulations of halal and haram, but it is made up of this great enjoyable things also. And if we bring that in our lives, we will enjoy to live a deeny life. It won't be like it's a burden to live a deeny life, or it is like a difficult and hard to practice upon deen. It will become not only easy, but it will not only palatable, but it will become a pleasure and a joy to practice upon deen. May Allah bless us with all these realities. وآخر دعوانا